Quarry Monitoring Committee meeting for Thursday, March 28th. The time is 6:02.
Paul Oldman Wildon?
Here.
Member Shore? Member Knittel?
Here.
Alderman Barber?
Here.
Member Upton?
Can you hear us?
Yes.
Hello?
So we have a quorum?
Yes.
Okay. So the first order of business is approval of the minutes. Are there any questions, changes? Minutes.
Move to approve the minutes of February 28th.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing no opposed, the minutes are approved. Next item is citizen comment period. There's a note that we may limit people to 3 minutes, but we've been pretty lax on that. Unless it gets really long into the evening, we'll be okay with going over a little bit.
So sucker on. Better?
Yes.
Okay. Jill Erickson, 8016 South 60th Street. Really glad that the audio has been repaired and we're not listening to buzzing anymore. Regarding tonight's agenda, the item 5A, at the last council meeting, March 19th, some headway was made with approval of directives for action to be taken that were suggested by the Quarry Monitoring Committee. In regard to that, one of the things is having the ability to have a new survey of the quarry taken, especially regarding the excavation boundaries along the east and southern quadrant. During that survey process, I would like to see the chair of the QMC be present for that, so it's not just Stantec and Payne and Dolan. I would like the chair to attend that. Also, a second part of the council meeting's directives were to deal with the fact that Stantec in a 2016 survey cited that the quarry was beyond its excavation boundary in a portion along the east border, and that the QMC would be directed to somehow communicate that to the quarry and deal with pertinent violations per the PDDs 23 and 24. I think that's great. I'm not sure exactly how that's going to be done, so want to see that happen. And then the other directive regarding the city attorney actually looking into the PDDs to see if they can be cracked open regarding lowering blast limits. I believe he's tasked to do that by the second Common Council meeting in June to decide whether or not those PDDs can be amended or opened up. In regard to that, can we pull together data that cross-references residents' complaints for blasts that were just excessive with the blast data from both Stantec and the quarry, so we can get a sense of what events you know, what size of these things are the ones that we're feeling impacted by? And I have a question. I know that Stantec is to place seismographs for measuring blasting vibrations and doing their monitoring for 2019. Not sure if they've started that yet or if the seismographs have, if they're starting to take readings yet, if we have reports. And I did fill out a complaint form for a March 21st, 9:40 a.m. There was a large blast that morning, and it was actually not just vibrational, but a loud oral blast. You could really hear that one. And finally, my last comment is that I have submitted a volunteer form to serve on the Quarry Monitoring Committee as an opening occurs. Andrew Ruffin, who isn't here tonight, I believe his term expires this coming May. I'm wondering from my own alderperson, Mr. Barber, if I would have your support to serve on the committee. To the website. Well, then the website has erroneous information.
I'm going to comment on that. I think he filled a not completely expired term of some other committee member.
Oh.
So that's why.
That would be the mayor's appointment, so that would be up to him.
So the only other way we can get new members on the committee is to wait for those other terms to come up, or for the mayor. There's no other way we can get other representation from the residents.
At this point, we need residents.
Okay. That's all I have for now.
The way the PDD is set up, the committee is set up, and the system, that's the way it cycles through.
Okay.
Yes, I did. And I was going to address those.
Mm-hmm. Operational as of tomorrow?
Yeah, there's a couple things that I wanted to comment back on. First, I'll kind of go a little bit backwards from how you addressed us. The committee is set up by ordinance, and both Alderman Barber and I are in the appointment. My appointment was Commissioner Shore. Alderman Barber's was Commissioner Kripple, and the mayor's was. My term also expires coming up, I think April. No, yours does. Yeah, I don't know why. It seems like yours, because your election term went up, yours would be up, and mine would coincide with mine, but that's not how they did it for some reason. So mine expires probably before the next meeting, so I would have to be reappointed. And then the inter-reference appointment, I would suggest that we have a lot of people in here. If you have a preference, contact the mayor. It's his appointment. I think Jill would make a fantastic member on the committee. She's put in a lot of work and represents the citizens well.
I do have one reservation about it, and that means that all the committee people are from District 5. That would be the only reservation I'd have, because there's another district that has a side on 51st Street.
Right, Christmas. Right.
So that's my only concern, is that it all lines up.
Well, I am the representative for the 3rd District, and I haven't had any complaints from my district and my representation of them, so I'm okay with the current makeup of the committee. I think, I don't know what district Andrew Ruffin is in, but he's not in. Right. So it wouldn't change the makeup of the committee from what it was at the current point.
That's an overall concern.
And then as far as the cross-referencing the events with the complaints, Mr. Dewey, are you going to comment on the ability to do that?
That should be able to be done. All that information is there. It would be taking two separate instructions.
Okay. And then citizen comment period is not closed. I just wanted to address some of the points she made, and you can come up to the microphone still. I'll just finish up. I just wanted to also make a comment about the complaint that you said happened on March 21st. I also had a citizen complaint, which I have not notified Mr. Dietl about it, so I thought it would be a good time to bring that up since you brought that up. And then, as Commissioner Knippel mentioned, there was a letter or an email from the surveyor. I don't have it up right now, but did you get a chance to?
They said that the seismograph was in the ground and will be operational on the 1st of April.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
I called Mike from Santec on Monday, and he said the same thing. He's going to be putting it in the ground. He thought it was operational the next day, apparently. And the reason that they hadn't done it is because they were waiting for the ground to thaw. At least that's what he said, that it had to, they had to go deeper so the ground had to thaw. And that's what he told me on Monday. So apparently now, as of this Monday, it's going to be fully operational.
Okay. As far as you brought up the action from the council meeting, which is the first item on the agenda, I do have the three draft motions from the clerk. I didn't have time to comment back to her fully, but one of the parts I did comment back on, so we'll take those up when we get to item 5A. Okay, citizen comment period continues. If anyone else would like to speak, please come up to the microphone, state your name and address for the record.
Lynn Callis, 8054 South 55th Street. Just a couple comments. I haven't heard specifically, but I hope in whatever limits we might be putting down on paper in the future that we would specifically mention the air blast limits and not just the measurable, you know, end result of them, but also take into account the weather conditions and temperature and things like that at the time. It bothers me that every time we've talked about this and a guy from the quarry has said many times, oh, the conditions were perfect that day for, you know, this huge air blast. There was a low ceiling. There was a mist in the air, blah, blah, blah. And I keep thinking, if those are perfect conditions, why would you blast during those conditions? And I'd really like to see some outline because, in my opinion, that's what started this whole round of discussion was definitely an air blast. And they can prove that they didn't detonate any more than they were allowed, but the result of it was much more than I think. Was that measurement ever given to us? Does anyone know what the decibels were on that day?
Yes.
And
it's online on the website.
I was looking through a lot of that. Was it more than 123? Okay, so that's a number that, anyway. And then I just wonder, you know, we keep thinking, is it even legal to go back to these PDDs and change them? And I'm wondering, let's say that it was, couldn't the city have just a brand new ordinance outside of the quarry issue on noise and, you know, air blasts and even referring to, say, fireworks or...
There is a noise ordinance currently with blast and decibel levels already.
And could that help us then in saying, you know, modifying that one and then saying, oh, you know, here's a new city ordinance that you're going to have to follow just like everyone else and approach it from, you know, the outside, just an idea. And then these new monitors, everyone keeps calling them seismographs, but do they have the extra control? control or monitor on it that does do the air blast, the one on our end? Because I've read that it is separate from a seismograph.
I don't know, and the gentleman that's doing that wasn't able to make it tonight. I don't think that is the case, but...
Because, again, then it wouldn't, that our equipment wouldn't be monitoring an air blast. So it sounds like it's a separate attachment. And then one last thing, I kind of hesitated to bring up, but I think that, you know, in case there's any connection, I was at the council meeting last week, and I sat way at the back, and the last row behind me was two guys. I didn't know who they were. They had a big poster board, so I knew they were going to present something. And I sat there for, you know, like about 10 minutes before the meeting started, and one was telling the other, oh, there's so-and-so. He does this, and he does that. Oh, there's my guy there. We had dinner. No, blah, blah, blah. And the new guy said, wow, a lot of hands to grease around here. He goes, yeah, yeah. And, oh, there. You know, and I won't say who or what he said because I didn't even know who they were, except that I never saw them get up to present. But when all the baseball people left, they went with them. So they were some contractor, apparently. So the thing that bothers me, if stuff like that is going on with the ballpark commons, could it also be going on with the quarry, and we have that issue to face too? Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Are there any other citizens that would like to speak?
Can I just...
Could you take care of the mic?
Oh, just real quick back to... Mike, when you said that you can't, by support, I mean if something goes to a vote, you sit on the common council. So they do. All those appointments go to a vote. Even if it's a mayoral appointment, the council votes on those appointments. So I'm asking you, you wouldn't support me in that. Okay, that's good to know.
Wow.
I vote for it.
They are 11 Dusky 8030 West Winston Way. Mike, when you respond, would you please use that mic properly? Thank you. I want to bring up the fact that I've been involved in these meetings for maybe 15 to 20 years, and I don't see any improvement. We're right back to square one. First of all, the city of Franklin was issuing permits to homes to be built along the area where the quarry is, and they were offering or giving or selling permits to the quarry. So it looks like it's the city's fault, and I think these people have a legitimate thing to do is to sue the city. Because you can't have something like that giving permits for something that's no good and for something for the homes. You just can't do that. It's illegal as far as it's public nuisance too. And we should do something about it when it's a public nuisance. You wouldn't allow a train whistle to be that close to the houses. But the quarry has to go, and you can do that by stopping them with an ordinance for no blasting in the city of Franklin. And we've got the nuisance law. But the city is to blame for all of this. And you people, I know Chris has been working hard at this thing for at least as long as I've been coming to these meetings. And you're just a junior up here. And you don't seem to be doing too much either. Thank you.